just 18. He was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you?
Young. What's up, gamers? Oh no, I hate that I said
what's
that.
What's up, gamers? welcome.
How do you recover?
I was about to say, I don't know.
End the show.
And the show's over. Thank you for listening.
That's it. Dead air
girls.
For another
okay.
50 minutes. Let's go.
Heck yeah.
But Sarah said it. We are the Granola
Girls. What did I say?
Girls.
Oh, I did.
And
yes.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo! Bars. You're right. Bars. anyway, that was just a lot. So Traveling Soldier. Let's just get right into it. Guys, what are your thoughts on this song?
Wow. I'm just going to set up the context.
We have a guest
today.
Hey, y'all. It's Alyssa.
Hey, y'all. In case you couldn't tell. Georgia, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say the context for this episode. I think it's really wonderful that Alyssa could join us today because the other night, Alyssa and Sarah and I were doing a puzzle
in
Alyssa's room. Mm-hmm. And we listened to, I think first we were listening to some Kacey Musgraves.
Yes.
And then we played this song.
And then we played Total Eclipse of the Heart, Glee version.
We don't need to talk about that.
Maybe that'll make it into this episode. I know it's not technically country music, but
maybe.
You know.
But then we just started thinking about women in country and the power that they have.
The power.
Contemporary women in country.
Yes.
Yeah, most of these are like most of the songs that we have on this playlist are within the past 10 to 20 years.
As Eve Ogden said.
What'd she say?
We are reclaiming country. We are reclaiming country.
Did she say that?
She did.
Cool.
The thing that I think is really unique about women in country is I like some country music that's made by men. I can only think of Willie Nelson right now, but I mean
some.
There's some other ones that I'm sure
there
are
must
good.
Be some
that's
out
a name
there
that I can think of, but women are just so allowed to just be mad when they sing a country song. They just sing such
Which,
angry songs.
You know, as a woman who is often mad, I can relate. Who can relate? You know,
me.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you both for that.
I mean, I don't think it's on here, but Goodbye Earl. Dixie Chicks.
Sure. I don't know that song.
Literally,
I'm kind of a
kill
fake
a man.
Fan.
They just kill a man.
Oh, awesome. No, I love that.
I'm a big fan of Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I mean, that's a good transition because we have a Dolly song up next.
And is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Because also that movie is just men, bad.
What?
Is this a movie?
9 to 5. It's You Have 9 to 5.
No, it's not. It's not 9 to 5. Oh. No, it's the other Dolly song.
The other one.
The other one. Dolly song.
Oh, I swear 9 to 5 was on there.
I mean, I don't know why it's not. I'm literally adding it right now. I also just want to acknowledge a lot of the artists all of them are white women. And I just couldn't think of any women of color that I listen to who do country music or that fit into what I think of as country music typically.
This is true.
So I just want to put it out there. It's something to chew on. Food for thought, as they say. Especially, I just being in the class history of African American music, we haven't gotten to our country unit yet. I think that's our next one.
Oh, that'll
so, be you know, maybe this episode would have been better after that. Maybe I would have had some recommendations. But, just want to throw it out there that, there are also definitely women of color who do country music.
Definitely.
But I just don't know who. They are, which is sad, but maybe
which
we can do our research.
Makes you think.
No, literally,
fellas.
That I should know, but
yeah,
I don't.
We
all should know. But just wanted to put it out there. Dolly Parton's up next. Speaking of white women, I love her, despite her whiteness. And that's that. Here we
that's
go.
It.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. asleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
I stopped to see a weeping smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without.
Good song.
Such a good song.
Like, I was just saying, the extent to which that song, like, I thought it really just spoke to my experience as a third grader, like, back in the day. I was like, ah, yes, these teardrops on my guitar. Did I play the guitar? No. Did I cry over boys in third grade? I don't remember. I hope not. That'd be kind of sad.
I hope not.
I really hope not. But I really, you know, that song just, like, resonated with my experience,
I guess.
Thank you so much. That's what I was going to say.
Now that you say that, it reminds me of, I went to, because my mom is an elementary school, like, an administrator and also a teacher. And so I went to her class's, like, talent show thing, and, like, all the kids have to do, like, a little thing. And this one kid, like, actually 9 years old, like, literally 9 years old, he sang When I Was Your Man, but, like, it was really
good. By Bruno Mars?
Yeah. But, like, it was really, like, he could actually sing. Like, it was really good. But, like, the way he performed it was just, like, who hurt this little boy?
Oh, my God. Is he okay? Wow.
I hope so.
The emotion.
It was just so convincing, but it makes me think of that. Like, I couldn't just imagine, like, young Sarah just, like.
Right. I mean, really remember, like, playing this on my MP3 player. Not even, like, an iPod or anything. Just, like, a Rite Aid brand MP3 player, like this song and the Phineas and Ferb season 1 soundtrack. Those are like the only songs that I had on my MP3
on
player.
Repeat.
No, literally. Which I think says a lot about me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I just remember, like, me and my family would be driving somewhere and I'd just be like sitting by myself, like listening to this song. Yeah. And similarly, Before He Cheats we were saying that, like, that's another
song
where, like, we really thought we could relate to that experience as kids listening to that song. Like, I just had no idea what she was talking about, but I liked to pretend that I did.
She was just so mad. I was like, yeah.
Like, yeah, me too.
Of course. Like,
for sure. Didn't, like, I had no idea, like, what any of it meant.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are.
Just vibing, I guess.
Just
vibing. Just vibing with that song.
So true. Walking After Midnight. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Like Patsy Cline.
True. Classic.
Classic. I don't know. Maybe it's just a Texas thing. I just remember. I don't remember.
You should get that on a t-shirt.
It's a Texas thing.
I feel like you would have
I'm
that.
Wearing my Texas sweatshirt right now, radio listeners.
Like, it adds up.
It does.
Jinx.
You want me a Coke?
Oh.
Wait, yesterday, this is not related to music at all, but it kind of is. So yesterday, one of my studio mates in my class is doing this project where she's, like, compiling a collection of hand games, like, playground games, you know, where you, like, clap and you, like, slap each other's hands and stuff. I just think that's really fun, and she was, like, telling me about, like, games, like, she played, and I was games that I played, and it's just so fun to see, like, little, like, pockets of, like, children, like, inventing these games, like, around the country.
Yeah, that's so cute. Yeah, I used to love those, especially because I have a lot of younger siblings, I'd always be like, okay, guys, let's play, like, Miss Mary Mac, or, like, I don't know, that's the only one that I can remember. That was a good one. Mm. What were some other ones?
I mean,
I think of anything else.
As I've learned, they were all different. I've never played Lemonade before, but
I was about to say,
like,
Lemonade Crunchy Ice. Beat it once, beat it twice. Yeah? Alyssa? Oh, okay. Alyssa says she has to go.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Alyssa, do you remember Lemonade Crunchy Ice?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. We had, like, double, double this, double, double that.
Yeah.
Okay, is that common?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And, like, the one that's, like, colors, names.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
concentration.
Concentration, 48.
64. Not 48.
It's 48.
It's 64.
Okay, I was actually talking to someone about 48. This. So you just say, let's play concentration, and then you say, like, 64, and then you start playing?
It's 64.
Or 48, whatever. But see how we played it. We had
no
numbers.
No, we were like, concentration, 64, no repeats or hesitations, and then you would go.
We just spelled all of it out. We were like, let's play concentration, no repeats or hesitation. I'll go first and you go second.
Then
the category is.
Yes.
We didn't say
a number. Okay.
We didn't say a number.
I did all of that with the number for some reason.
Yeah, me too.
Because I thought the game was called, like, Concentration 64.
Oh.
Which, like, doesn't make any sense. But
to each their own.
So true.
To each their own.
I don't remember anymore.
There was one that was like, Dr. Pepper went to town, Pepsi Cola, or Big Red. It switched.
Oh.
There was also Big Red shot him down.
The one, like, around the circle. It was, like, if you
down
get
by the banks?
Down by the... Yeah.
The bubblegum one?
Oh, bubblegum
in a dish.
How many pieces do you wish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and then Tarzan, the rubber band thing.
Yeah, Tarzan, Jungle Man, swinging from a rubber band.
How do you remember all these?
I never did that space? One.
I was thinking about these yesterday, so it's, like,
interesting.
Yeah.
There was one about, like, Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella, Cinderella dressed in yellow.
Went upstairs to kiss a fella.
That was like a jump rope song.
Oh, okay. Those in my mind, like, blend together. The jump rope songs and the hand.
Understandably.
Songs.
They're very similar.
I'm so happy you didn't just hear me say Cinderella dressed in yeller.
Oh.
Because I did say that.
Oh. All those radio listeners out there, hope you heard that loud and clear. Dressed in yeller.
I'm going to tell my dad to listen to the radio now.
For sure. Bob Levine.
Bob Levine.
Also, I just wanted to share my co-star notification for the day.
Oh.
It said, you can't save the world today. Thank you, co-star.
Sobering.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that is sobering. I thought I could.
I was under the impression that I could. Also, my notification the other day just said, be quiet. Point blank, period. Be quiet. I was
you serious?
Thank you, co-star. Thank you so much.
I feel like
I'm serious. And that's all it said. That's all she wrote.
Wow.
It was so sad.
Wow. That's all she wrote?
She, co-star, is a woman, obviously. She.
I feel, just based on the things I've been getting recently, I feel like it's a he.
Mm. Okay, you might be right.
The negativity.
Today, my co-star told me, the more you disclose, the closer you'll feel.
Whoa.
Ooh, let's see what he said.
It's time to disclose.
Sharing about these hand games.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel closer now?
Yeah.
Aw.
I feel closer.
Good. Well, on that note, don't come home a-drinking.
I don't know.
That was a great transition.
I put that song on because I think I looked up like country playlist, and that was the first woman that came up.
And you were like,
and
yeah.
I was like,
I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
I don't think I've ever even heard it all the way through either. Okay. I just put this playlist on.
Yeah, I've never even heard it through either. Okay, well.
That was very country.
It really was.
Thank you. cause what I got is all I need. Just cause it don't cost a lot, don't cost a lot, don't mean it's cheap.
She really just get so many trips around the sun. Yeah, you're only, only with once. So make lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls, if that's what you're into.
Hello, we're back.
Hello.
After a couple Kacey Musgraves songs. Of course, those were all my picks. Pageant material. Great song. That's all there is to say. Alyssa, do you have any take on that song?
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I remember listening to that when it was like free on Spotify, or free on iTunes, I think. Is it that old?
Maybe.
Or am I just imagining stuff?
I mean, let me check. Okay, so it's off of the album Pageant Material from 2015.
Yes, definitely so. iTunes. I remember it was like a free download and I downloaded it.
I remember
it.
Those,
yeah. Yeah, and I listened to it and I was like, good.
Pre-Spotify.
I was like, kiss lots of girls if that's what you're into, huh? Well,
okay, that was the one that just played. Follow Your Arrow. Pageant Material was different.
Oh, interesting.
My favorite line from Pageant Material, I'd rather lose for what I am than win for what I ain't.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yes, wow. Kacey, me too.
Me too.
Think that, you know, that's a good way to think about life.
Life, yeah.
Right? Thank you.
No, I really like the line that I just said because it's very like
kiss lots of girls if that's like what you're into.
Gay rights. She said
it. Kacey said gay rights. Like she really did.
Yeah.
She said it loud and proud.
She did.
And I love her for it.
Me too.
We really love her.
Yeah.
Also a quick PSA before we leave. Public transit versus walking. Interesting. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. Why did that rhyme? Hello? But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money.
Yes.
For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome. A dramatic reading. And I guess, you know, just some reflections on women of country. Anything to add, Alyssa? Any reflections?
I was introduced to this world fairly recently by you in Georgia. I think I was, whenever people are like, what type of music do you like? I'm normally like, anything except for modern country.
Right.
Because I do like older songs. Like, I consider Dolly Parton, like, not too modern, because for me modern is like Kacey Musgraves and like Taylor Swift, but then you guys introduced me to these songs and I was like, okay, kind of slaps.
I mean, we talked about that in my music class, like the tendency that people have, especially like I feel like the circles that we are in of like indie music listeners, like whatever that even means, like for people to be like, oh, I like everything except country.
Yeah, that's just like given,
right? And like Professor Pennington was like, yeah, that's a way to say that, like, you hate everything that country is associated with.
That's true.
You know, it's, like, oftentimes not even about the music itself, since the genres are so often blurred and, like, sound really similar to each other. But it's saying, like, I hate, like, rednecks. I hate, like, what I hate, I don't know, Republican, like, you know, whatever you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a stand-in for, like, saying I hate country music.
Yeah, also because I think the country music sung by men is more popular from, at least like in Philly, it's a lot of people listen to like Zac Brown Band.
Do people listen to country music in Philly?
Yeah, a lot of like we
so
have this
weird.
A lot of people from my school went to Zac Brown Band concerts, like that was just the thing there. Yeah, but this is really good, and I'm enjoying it. I also want to shout out my sister, because she's listening
right now.
Julia. Hi, what's up?
Hi, Julia. How's it going?
All right, that's it. Bye, Julia.
But yeah, no, I feel like I definitely used to be like, I hate country music. Meh. But like, that's not true.
No.
It's good.
It is
I'll
good.
Say it. I'll say it
loud and proud.
Thank you.
Because then people who were too embarrassed to listen to it
too ashamed
are like, okay, Sarah's a cool girl. I'll
coming
listen.
Out coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet as a country lover. Fan. Mm-hmm. As a country stan, as we say. Right? Question mark?
Okay, so we're just going on. We're gonna move right along to our last song. Landslide by the Dixie Chicks. I mean, it's not by the Dixie Chicks, you know, covered by the Dixie Chicks. I was telling Alyssa I like the Fleetwood Mac version better, obviously, because I have taste. But this one is good too.
So,
this was Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, the landslide brought me down.